The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Can you hear okay? Loud enough? Okay, so good morning and welcome to IMC. And for those of you who are new, there's a schedule at the end of the stage there. And also by the door and the counter as you go out. And the schedule now is that when I finish speaking, there's a 45-minute period for walking meditation. And if you want instructions in walking meditation, or so, Evelyn, right? Evelyn is the manager, and also she can give you some instructions. And also, if you have any questions through the day, through the morning about being here, you can check in with Evelyn at any time. And at 11 o'clock, we have another sitting. At 11:45, I'll give a short talk. At 12 o'clock, we do cleaning of the center together, 15 minutes. And then the formal closing of the day is a circle in the outer. We stand in a circle in the outer hall there and say our last words. And everyone's welcome to stay afterwards. We have an informal time. We sit around the tables and chairs, and some people have tea or lunch and sit and chat. And these mornings when I'm here, I'm available for sign-up meetings to talk about your practice, 15-minute meetings. And the sign-up sheet is kept in the end of the stage there. And the idea is that, and I meet with people in the small room in the corner there. You be near the library when it's your turn to come in. And the idea is to sign up no more than once every 6 weeks, because I'm not here that much and I want more people to have an opportunity to do it, to have these meetings. So, a few words about the practice this morning. There's a interesting pairing of qualities that can be an interesting reference point for a practice, and that is the pairing of discontent and content, discontentment and contentment. And it's not either or, it's kind of like a range. There can be degrees of discontent and degrees of contentment. And I don't know, we're in the middle, but when the two are balanced, I don't know what that looks like, but there's a range. And the practice of meditation works really well the greater the contentment there is with the ordinary circumstances of our life. That here, in this location, being in the IMC, that to be content, that for now you have all the housing you need for the next 2 hours. You have a roof and protection from the sun and some privacy inside to meditate, for example. And content with the clothes you have. You're all well-dressed adequately. Content with maybe the food that you've had, hopefully. Content with the circumstances that you're in. So that there might be lots of discontent in your life, but this circumstance is a place where you can really feel content for this time. And perhaps you can just kind of, and that meditation is supported by the settling in that contentment allows. If we don't avail ourselves of that contentment, a certain kind of contentment with our lives, what it means, a discontented mind is agitated. And if it's agitated, it doesn't settle. And meditation is about settling the mind. It's supported by feelings of contentment. I'd like to call it wise contentment. So two things you might think about this morning. One is simply to recognize for yourself the range of where you fit in that range of contentment, discontent at different moments, different times. How does contentment, discontent work for you? For some people, and the second thing to say is some people, the idea of contentment is not a kind of operating principle they think about, or, you know, it's not something they're concerned with, and they have better things to do than be content, except, you know, maybe after eating a meal, you're content for a little bit or something. But maybe contentment can be a more regular part of your life and how you see your life, and maybe there's more opportunities to be happily contented, wisely contented, within reason. And the reason to this morning is that for the next 2 hours, there's a lot to be contented about just being here. There's lots in the world to be discontented about. But let the world be the world. Let you be here. And avail yourself. See if you can find some modicum of just being content to be here. Be content to be breathing, to be walking, content just to be alive in this circumstance where so much is going well. And maybe that'll support your practice here. May you be content. Thank you.